Hello everyone, my name is Mauricio Rosales and welcome to a new episode to the Your Man from the Apocalypse. Now, here episode I continue with the main story of what happened with the Ultimis, what happened with Rick Dolphin, and also what happened with Samantha. So, I hope you enjoy this new episode. Well, again, welcome to the German Zombie Apocalypse. My name is Mauricio Rosales, and today is 6th of March of 2022. And I don't know how to call this episode. I think that it's the main story part 3, I think? Part 3, part 4, exactly, I don't know. But, well, the previous episode I talked about what happened with Rick Dolphin, what happened with Samantha, and also I mentioned that Samantha, well, Maxi said, hey, you can get out of the pyramid, but also you have to kill everyone. So, also Maxi killed himself, and so on, so on. The last part that I leave this episode was that Rick Dolphin bring back to Nikolai, Takeo, and Dempsey, but they don't remember what exactly happened. And this group of four of Rick Dolphin, Takeo, Nikolai, and Dempsey is called the Ultimis. So, from that part, let's continue. Also, he bring it on to try to defeat the zombies army. So, one Rick Dolphin survived the zombie attacks. His plan consists of return to the moon base, that is where is the pyramid, with the Ultimis, with the help of Nikolai, Dempsey, and Rick, and Takeo. Defeat Samantha and take back the pyramid's power, but when he uses the teleporter machine, it overheats and the Ultimis ends traveling through time. So there is, well, also at the beginning we said that this machine was like a teletransportation machine, but after that it evolves to a time machine, I can call it like that, I think. Sorry, because I don't have any breath. They end traveling through time, which causes distortions in reality. So they were like, okay, we are traveling, but where we are? Or something like that. And after that, at this moment is when the deity known as Monty reappears. I don't know if you remember that when I started this this story, I mentioned that there were two deities. Monty, that is the good side, and Shadowman, that is like the bad one. And Monty finally reappears, and he said like, well, the Godkeeper that I mentioned at the beginning of the story, said like, hey, I want to help to solve this problem, but I cannot help directly. So, Monty said like, hey, I cannot help you by myself, so I will leave you or will help you with some bonuses that can help you through your travel, I don't know. How Monty helped the Ultimis? Well, he helps from a distance, giving drinks that enhance, weapons in boxes, and symbols that give double points, or create explosions from nowhere, or like a skull that eats insta-kill, or max ammo. As the players that have played Call of Duty Zombies will know that these, these power-ups are in Call of Duty Zombies since the beginning. Double points, like I mentioned, I think that in the first episode was the, for example, you kill one zombie and it gives you 100 points. With double points, like its name says, it will give you 200 points. Also, there are some, well, in Cadbury Black Ops 3, there are some bubble gums that are they well the machine that where you can create these bubble gums are bubble gums of Dr. Monty. So Monty said, like, I will give you this type of bubble gum so they can help you through your way. Also, the boxes, well, the boxes, the weapons in the boxes are part of Monty. He's like some bonuses or some tools that you can use through the story, through your way. By this, Samantha finds out about Richtofen's plans, and she corrupted the mind of another scientific named as Yuri, with the objective to help her to create a machine that teleports her to another place by herself, by without like, hey, I want to teleport here, and she teleported. Yuri teleported to the Pentagon to make a special task of Samantha. In this place was John F. Kennedy, Robert McNair, I think that is the name, I don't know exactly that the pronounce is Robert, Richard Nixon, I think that is, I don't know exactly if these are the correct names, because I saw a video and I didn't understand the name and the subtitles, and I also didn't understand the subtitles, and Fidel Castro, that make an alliance to defeat Samantha. Their plans are interrupted when they are attacked by Yuri and a zombie army. If you play Call of Duty Black Ops Zombies 1, you will know. Well, if you play Call of Duty Black Ops Zombies 1, you will see that if you play in 5, I think that is the name, is in the Pentagon, where you can see that it's John F. Kennedy and well, all these characters. You will see that like, they're discussing something, and after that, there will appear zombies. You will see that it like the special boss, the special round in this map is when Yuri, that is the doctor. Sorry, yes, I'm sleeping. When the special like boss slash zombie slash enemy is that Yuri appears and let's say like, hey. Well, I think that is every 8 rounds, I think. He appears and he takes one of your weapons. For example, if you have, let's say, Call of Duty Black Ops 1, there is the commando. And I think let's say that the ray gun, I don't know, for example. If you have these two weapons and you're using the commando weapon, command, well, in this it's command, I don't know how to exactly the name is in English, and he will say like, hey, give me your weapon. For example, if you have in you're using the commando and you reappears, he will take your weapon that is the commando, but you will have the other weapon that is the ray gun. To return or to take back your weapon, in this case the commando, you will well you need to kill Yuri, and he will be teletransported to another places in the map. Well, it will be some teleporters, and you also can pass through these teleporters. You have to find Yuri and kill him to return your weapon back. Also, this is, I don't know if it counts like an Easter egg, but when you kill Yuri, I don't know if this is exactly in all the cases or just in once. But when you kill Yuri, he will leave like a bonus that is, I don't know how to say it in English, is rebajas. When, for example, low prices, I think that it could say. When you, let's say, for example, so you can understand me that, for example, you're in the shop and you want to buy something that it costs, I don't know, like $30, I don't know, something like that. And you say like, okay, I want it, but you see that in the shop there is like an offer that is the instead of $30 it will cost, I don't know, like $15. So that offer is the same if you kill Yuri, but for example, if you play Call of Duty Black Ops 3, Black Ops 3 or Black Ops 1, I think, or Black Ops 2, you will get like an offer that you, for example, in the box you pay $950, and if you If you get like an offer, you just will pay $10. So that's like the offer. In this case, if you kill Yuri, you will get an offer in the Pack-a-Punch. Instead of paying, I don't know, 5,000 bucks, I think that you just pay 1,500, I think. So it's like a little bit right. Well, continue with this. Our heroes survive the attack of Yuri, and also Yuri is arrested. Also, the Ultimates continue traveling through time with no control when they arrive to 2011, where George Romero is filming a movie with Sam Shell Gellar and Ethan Trejo. If you, I don't know exactly with which game, I think that is in Black Ops 2, I think, I don't know exactly. George Romero is one of the bosses of the game, well, of this map. I don't know if he's this exactly the map, but he's one of the bosses. So here I am mentioning, for I am saying some of the bosses that you will face in some games or some maps, so you can have the idea. Well, also after they pass through George Romero and the movie, they arrive to Shangri-La, and where you can see, or where we can see, some of the altars that were dedicated to Richtofen. Our hero, sorry, our heroes pass through all these places to take back some objects that will help Richtofen to counter Samantha. For example, if you play Black Ops 3, you will pass through Dereshindraka, Shangri-La, Shinonuma, I don't know if he is also in Kinodartoten, Moon, Revelations, I think that is the final map, the Giant, Origins, and so on, so on. After many troubles, many paradoxes, the Ultimates have the necessary to face Samantha, but here appears something, well, the bad part of the Richtofen, and the Richtofen's plan was not to stop Samantha, or he never has the intention to stop Samantha. His real plan is to exchange the body with her and obtain the power of the Dark Aether and the zombies' control. I don't know if you remember that in the previous episode I mentioned that if you, well, the one that controls the Dark Aether can control the zombies. And that's the power that Richtofen wants. So he said, like, hey, I will use the Ultimate to help me so I can get this power. And I don't know exactly how, but he exchanged the body with Samantha, and then he obtains the power of the Dark Aether. How? I don't know, because this, as you can see, this story is really strange. I don't know if Treyarch or Activision was, I don't know, smoking something, or they just drink something, or eat something, but I don't know. This story is, it's amazing, but it's like, why? How? So, well, I don't know. It's like, what? What? No? But okay. Takeo, Dempsey, and Nikolai make an alliance with the essence of Maxi from the base, and all of their fight against Richtofen now inside of Samantha's body. As you remember, I think that it was the previous episode, Maxis, for some reason, he kills himself, and he was not dead at all, because I think that it was in Crazy Place. He obtained the ability to, well, of the lightning, so he said, like, I will die, but I will return. And his essence was staying in the moon base, I think, in the base. So in this case, he said, like, okay, I can now fight. And also, sorry, I know why. I don't know what was thinking Maxis. But Maxi suggests to our heroes to launch three missiles to Earth to end the connection between Earth and the Dark Aether. And with that, they save all the world. But, well, there are three missiles from German people, so they're not like, nope, Now there, they make a massive destruction. So Diva think is that the impact of, from the missiles ends with a large part of the Earth, obviously. So instead of help, they send all to destruction. So it's like, this is not good. This does not make sense. But okay. For example, in this case, Maxi say, "Hey, launch 3 missiles to the air so we can stop the zombies." And I don't know if no one of the 3 ultimates of Richtofen, Nikolai, and Maxi say like, "I think that it's a bad idea." I don't know if they just have the thought of say or ask themselves about we can save the Earth of another way instead of launching 3 missiles. But it's okay. In this case, I think that in Moon, you launch these 3 missiles. I don't know. But I think yes, because for example, if you play the Russian Drax, and if you make the Easter egg, you will see that the final part of the Easter egg is that you launch 3 missiles to the Moon, I think. I don't know. But this, I think that it will be happen after. So in this case, you from the Moon launch 3 missiles to the Earth. I think that this Easter egg is from Moon. That is the main name, Moon. And well, all its chaos and destruction in our planet, in the Earth. What remains of the humans' struggle to survive facing zombies hordes? Now here appears some of the characters that some of people love the characters, the map or the game instead, they don't like it. They say like, yeah, for the stars to get scarce. So with no option, people start to consume human and zombies meat. These cannibals create a group known as the Flesh, and as they consume zombies meat, they create a connection with Richtofen. I exactly don't know who are the Flesh. I don't know, because I tried to find a meme so I can tell you what or which or who is the Flesh, but I didn't find anything. So, the objective of Edward, I don't know if you will say like, "Hey, but who is Edward?" Well, Edward is the same as Richtofen. His complete name is Edward Richtofen. So, the new plan of Edward is not only to manipulate the zombies, but also he wants to manipulate humans to settle the universe and realities from Agartha. I don't know if you remember that when Richtofen touched or get in contact with the pyramid, his mind was corrupted and he has all the time the wish to go to Agartha. He was like, "I don't know where it is, I don't know what it is, I don't know why I want to go, but I need to go." So that's the reason that he wants to return all to Agartha. So he started to convince the Flesh to build a device which he can repair the temporal space and take the absolute control of the dark ether. And my friends, my homies, my fellas, here ends this episode. I know that is, I think that I made it longer than the other ones, but well, in this case, I think that it will mention the big T's. They are part of Transit in Black Ops 2, Zombies 2. So, here ends this episode. The next episode will talk about who are the characters from Transit and what happened with these big T's, what happened with the Flesh, and I think that what happened with the Ultimates. Well, the Ultimates are now Takeo, Nikolai, and Dempsey. So, I hope you enjoyed this new episode. Take care of the zombies. Gay Juggernaut. Don't let you be controlled by Richtofen. And I see you the next round. Bye bye.